Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until destruction passes by. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
We read that Psalm 57 was written for the choir director, Al-Tasheth, of David, a Mitkam, when he fled from Saul in the cave. All of this is very important information as we read through this psalm. In the first six verses, we learn about David's difficult circumstances, and in the final five verses, we see David's complete confidence and comfort in God Most High. Hear now from God Most High as he speaks to us in his word from Psalm 57, verses 7 through 11. My heart is set, O God, my heart is set. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. This psalm has much in the way of destruction, reproaches, spears, arrows, and swords. But it is a song that ends with King David praising the King of Kings, praising the Lord with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. David was eagerly anticipating the morning so he could arise and worship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. David was giving thanks to the Lord among the peoples, singing praises to the Lord among the nations. His song of delight was filled with praise for God's mercy and truth, praise for his unfathomable glory and the deliverance wrought by God on David's behalf. And all of this took place while David was in a cave, fleeing from King Saul, who sought to kill David. As David said in verse 4, my soul is among lions. Yet, in verse 7 we read, my heart is set, O God, my heart is set. Though he found his soul among lions, he fixed his heart on God. Regardless of the trouble, regardless of the persecution going on around us or toward us, we, like David, must fix our hearts on the goodness, love, mercy, and glory of our Lord and Savior. Our soul takes refuge in our triune God, in the shadow of his wings. We are at all times and in all circumstances to continue praying and living, hallowed be thy name. What is going on in your life right now? As you hear these words, is your soul among lions who seek to devour you? Peter reminds us to be of sober spirit, to be watchful. And he tells us why. For our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But Peter continues, but resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished among your brethren who are in the world. The same kind of experiences of suffering David wrote about in this psalm. Like him, may we say, be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.